This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Customer Care. This is Loretta speaking. How may I help?
Hey, Loretta. I'm Carnisha with HBO Logistics. I was trying to see if you can get me over. I think it's called like the CVV or some type of department. I'm with installation. I'm trying to get a trip charge added onto an account.
Okay. What's the FMS?
The FMS number. I don't think the FMS number is the same on our end. I can give you the telephone number for that customer.
Okay, if the FMS starts with a 7, it's probably the right one.
Yeah, I don't see, because what I see on here, I just see HD, and then it has like 5 numbers after 16500, but that's the only thing that I see on my end.
Okay, what's the phone number?
941-766-8534.
Okay, that ain't coming up.
941-766-8534.
Yes, ma'am. 766-8534. There ain't nothing coming up under that phone number.
It's a Home Depot order. It's for a dishwasher and a hallway.
Because there should be a, is there not an order number on that manifest that you have?
Well, it's an external order number, but it's like, it's a long number. I just don't know if it's for XBO or is it for you guys, but it's a longer number on here.
Does it start with 1-1?
No, this one starts with 020.
Well, this don't make sense. It's an order for a dishwasher and a Holloway. Should have something on that paper. They can give you the right paperwork or something.
Yeah, because it got the home. They got the home.
Usually, you get a trip charge. You get it from me. But if I can't bring up an order for verification on who this client is.
Yeah, because then usually if I don't have the right number, I usually get a phone number, and they'll be able to pull it up on their end.
Yeah, ain't nothing coming up under that phone number.
What's the number you had again?
You gave me 941. Hang on. 941-766-8534.
Yeah, that's the number I have on my end for Victor.
Wait a minute. You said Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R?
Yes, ma'am. Sabaris.
What's the last name?
Sabaris.
Can you spell it?
S-A-B-A-R-E-S-E.
Nothing's coming up under that either. Well, I don't know what to do at this point. I don't even know who to direct you to, because usually when it comes to trip charges, what is the trip charge about?
Well, this trip charge is we had one of our drivers go out to do the installation of the dishwasher, but once he opened the dishwasher up from when it been delivered, when he opened it up, it was damaged, like it had been ran over. So
yeah,
they weren't able to.
That's y'all that. Yeah, it's this department that you would be calling. But without any of these numbers, I can't put anything in the system to give you a chart or a briefcase. Because usually I get an FMS or the phone number will come up, but there ain't nothing coming up under this client. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I honestly don't know what to do at this. I've never had this situation to happen. There is nothing else on that paperwork. No other phone numbers or...
Yeah, they only have one phone number on here and one address.
Okay, let me see. Does it have an email address?
Yeah, they have an email on here.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me try that. All right, what's that email?
It's V for Victor dot SABARESE at Comcast.net.
Well, let's try that. Well, nope, there ain't nothing coming up under that either. Honestly, I don't know what to say. The delivery team, you may have to get back with them and get them, because they've had to have the paperwork that you need, or at least the FMS number, for you to go by, so you could call in and get that, because there is nothing coming up under this client.
Okay, I'll get an email sent over.
Okay, because yeah, at this point I don't know what to even say, because I've looked under everything. I mean everything. I can't bring it up under nothing. Not with that phone number and not with that name. I mean, I'm not saying that's not his name. I'm just saying I don't have anything here in the system under that name. Not even anyone that's got that name. So, I mean, I don't even know what to do at this point. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's see. Well,
okay, I'll get everything.
Hang on. Let's see if this might be it. Hang on. Nope, still won't come up and under that. Because I was trying to bring it up a different way, and it's still not wanting to. So 263. Nope, still ain't nothing coming up. Well, I'm sorry. I tried. Yeah, get with the tech that went out there and see if he doesn't have the proper numbers you need, because yeah, we're the department that gives you the breeze number, the case number for you for the trip charge. But if we ain't got nothing to go by and we can't bring it up, I don't even know what to do at this point.
Okay, I'll get it sent over now. Thank you.